Tonight's live edition of The Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from my real estate offices in West Chicago, Illinois. That's correct. I own a real estate office. And I have been in real estate for, 36 years now. Holy moly. But I am also in recovery. I am a alcoholic in recovery, and today being, today is June, 24th, June 24th, 2018, that means I have been sober 22 years, 9 months, and 24 days of continuous sobriety. And I think that's worthy of a shout out. All right, hip hip hooray for me, right? Hip hip hooray for me. And being the typical drunk that I am, okay, I started the show out because I set it up for next week and not this week. So I went in to get ready for the show, and instead I didn't even have a show up coming up. So there you go. After doing this 6 years, sometimes life gets to you. Man, I'll tell you what, life is so busy. I am busy. I often sit and think, how did I get accomplished? How did I accomplish anything back when I drank? It's just amazing. It just is amazing. I don't know that I did, but in my mind, I think I did. Like I said, I've been a real estate agent for 36 years. I've been sober 22 and 0.9. That means there's a bunch of years out there, boys and girls, moms and dads, that I was still drinking, caught up in my addiction. And my best thinking got me drinking. Yeah, during that 14 years of being drunk, actually, I didn't go through life pretty much drunk, but my decision-making process was really askew. It was really bad. That's correct. It was really messed up. And I got to tell you something. I was married, and I'm not proud of this, three times. Three different times I was married, starting at the age of 20. I got married when I was 20. Had a child. Actually, I think I got married when I was 19. And had a child when I turned 20. That's correct. I believe I turned 20 and my daughter was born. My daughter now is 41 years old and I'm 61 years old. So, Jessica, I love you. She's on the West Coast. I don't know if you ever listened to this program, but I just remember the first day you were born. It was awesome. I didn't know anything about being a father. Can't even tell you I knew how to be in a relationship, let alone. And yet there you were with looking up in a total amazement. And what did I do? I counted your fingers and your toes to make sure that you were all together. And I wasn't really drinking a whole lot at that point. I really wasn't. I was actually caught up in, well, not caught up, but I was married. I got married at the age of, what was it, 19? My bride was 17. She had just turned 17. She was 16 when she got pregnant. And, yeah, and not only that, but I converted to becoming a Jehovah's Witness. Holy moly. That's a story. But it's only a short part of the story of my life. Over the next several years, I was married three different times. And three different times I got divorced. And during that time, I tried different religions. I tried Baptist. That was my second wife. And the third wife was a born again. And you know what? They're all the same God. They're all the same higher power that I call today. You can know them by Jehovah or God or Jesus or Yahweh, whatever. Still my higher power, Jesus Christ. So, this is a live show. We're going to be on the air for the next 2 hours. And you're welcome to join me if you'd like to, I don't know, shout out, say, hey, Dan, I don't know, share something. You know, maybe a friend of mine and you might want to just say, hey. I met this wonderful young lady this week, and, you know, I just want to let you know, if you're listening, you have a great smile. Just keep smiling. Don't let people hold you down, bring you down, because that's kind of the modus operandi, you know, in this world. People just want to, you know, buzzkill you. You know, when I was in a relationship too, especially with alcoholics, alcoholics don't have relationships. They hold hostages, okay? They hold hostages. And I was probably no guiltier than the rest, no less guilty than the rest. And I didn't even know how to be in a relationship, let alone being married and then have a kid. And I know that there's a lot of people that figure that out along the way. I had a challenging time doing that. Today, I think I'm a pretty rounded guy. I think I got a lot of things on the ball here. I'm not perfect, still have my shortcomings and my flaws, but not anything like I did before. And if any of you can share your thoughts, you're welcome to call in. The area code is 323-580-5755 if you'd like to be on the air. If you'd like to have a question, a comment, a thought, if you'd like to share your story, or if you have a question for me, anything, that'd be great. Phil, is it Phil? No, Steve-O. I'm calling you Phil because I'm working with another Phil. Two Phils today. How about that? No, Fred. I thought Phil was Fred and Fred was Phil, but no, it was Phil and Fred, all separate. What a gorgeous day today. And I'm a real estate broker, and that's what real estate brokers do. We work when other people have time off to go out and look at homes. And so today was kind of a busy day, and I'm also completing the move out of my apartment into cohabitation, permanent cohabitation with the lovely Miss Martha. And that's a job, man. I tell you, I'm a real estate broker, but, man, you just – moving sucks. I've been in that place for 5 years, I believe, 5 years. And it's amazing how much crap one can amass. And purging is a good thing. Purging is, you know, should be my buzzword. But on the other hand, I love all the crap that I own. I do. I love it. I look at it and I say, oh, I like that. I like that. So, I don't know. I went from one addiction, alcohol, to another addiction. I don't want to say hoarding, but yeah, let's throw it in there. Probably a degree of hoarding where I've got a lot of crap everywhere. The girls in the office, my real estate office, successfully managed to get me to move from one side of the office to the other side, and that was a major task because I, over the years, had been, let's see, when did I move in here? 07. So it's almost been 10 years, but I think I moved over there about 6 years ago. In that 6 years, it's amazing how much crap you could amass. And I like crap, okay? I don't know if you like crap, but I certainly like crap, and it just fascinates me. I'm fascinated by things that people create. People have created. It's It's just really cool. Very, very, very cool. So, how's your day going? How is life treating you? Are you okay? Did you have a good week? What's going on for you? It's always about me, and let's make it about somebody else. Why doesn't somebody else call in? We don't have any guests scheduled for tonight. I know that Cherie was going to make it last week, but she couldn't. She got fortunately she's a grandmother, and they needed her to watch the kids. So. Happily, she was willing to watch her grandchildren. Good for her. Okay. Getting guests for the show is a little bit challenging, especially in good weather, because people like to do things, and who wouldn't? It's a beautiful day. It does take a commitment of time, energy, and effort. But there are people out there, too, that would like to volunteer. So if you feel like you might help out tonight, that'd be great. Call in, share your experience, strength, and hope. Or guess what? I'm going to rattle on. Make some observations. How's that? I'm going to make some observations. Because, Canada just decided to make marijuana smoking legal. Okay? Canada is now legal for pot smoking. And, will it happen here? I don't know. If it does, will we? I don't know. I hope not, in a couple ways, because I don't want to give up what I've got. And certainly it is very feasible that if I return to my old ways of life and living, that I might lose a lot of the things that I have today that I value a lot. And am I willing to pay that price? I don't think I am. I don't know that I want to. But again, that's today and that's me. I can only take care of today's, one day, one step at a time, as can we all. So, again, join me on my journey to recovery, and I got to tell you something. On one hand, it's not enough to just stop drinking or stop drugging. Now, if you have another drug of choice, and what we mean by that, your addiction may not be alcohol or drugs. It could be something like gambling or, let's see, what else is there out there? Hold on, I'm going to clean up my screen here. Gambling, that's one, because we've actually had a couple people with gambling. You know, they're always looking to move gambling into closer into neighborhoods and communities. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, you could have an eating disorder. You could be a bulimic, where you eat too much and then you barf it out. Or you could be anorexic, where you just constantly think that you are too heavy already, so you stop eating. Karen Carpenter, I guess, had anorexia, and she literally killed herself, died. Here's a person that had everything. You know, we talk, and by the way, we talk about suicide. That's kind of a form of suicide, you know. But suicide is terrible. There's a lot of people dying from suicide. There's a lot of people dying from opiates. Opiates are still at a crisis critical stage. We're losing 112 people a day for opiates. 112 people a day. So by the time this show is over, we would have lost another 10 people. Somewhere out there, 10 people are dying from opiate overdose. Unbelievable. And fentanyl is a big reason for that. It's not even fair turf. Fentanyl, you do fentanyl and it amps up the high. And it affects everybody too. Unbelievably. So what's your drug of choice? What is? You could be a codependent. Codependence is a big thing, okay? And I know I listen to Dr. Laura. I got to tell you something. I love listening to Dr. Laura because she gets through all the psychobabble, and she's like, what are you talking about? Codependent and this, that, or anything. But, you know, you're just caught up in your own life issues and life, you know, none of this. All this is, you know, I don't have a drinking problem. Never did. I had a thinking problem, and my thinking got me drinking, and that's what it did. It got me drinking, and I lost control of my life, thinking that I had control over it, and lost it. And it's amazing how we could all function at a shitty level. And I hate to use the word shitty, but, you know, it's really what it is and what it was. Today, I just can't even imagine. It's been that long, 22 years. Seems like a lifetime ago, and 22 years is kind of a lifetime. It really is. But I got to tell you something. I'm so grateful that I found help to recovery from my addiction through Alcoholics Anonymous. That's right. Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's meant the world to me. The 12 steps of recovery are guides to living life on life's terms, something that I didn't know how to do. I didn't know how to live on life's terms, and I just felt life was very, very unfair. How about you? Ever feel life was unfair? Ever feel anybody in your life was being unfair with you? Probably. And I know for a long time I thought that way. Okay? But today, I got to tell you something. I accept the way things are for no other reason is because that's just the way it's going to be. That's just the way it is, the way it's going to be, right? And can I change it? Well, you know, the Serenity Prayer that we say from Alcoholics Anonymous kind of goes like this. I don't know. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and then what? Well, how about wisdom? What do you need wisdom for? Well, we need wisdom to know the difference, because you know what? Sometimes we get a little convoluted thinking that, you know, things are going to work out, things are going to happen the way they're going to happen, and it's just amazing. You know, it doesn't work always the way that I envisioned them, I planned them. Could you imagine that? You know, if it's like I'm trying to be the ruler of the world, that's one of the best ways to describe what my addiction was, that I'm trying to be the ruler. I'm trying to control everything that happens around me, and I can't. I can only control what is in me, okay? And that was a very, I would say that was a very epiphany. It was a wonderful epiphany to realize and recognize that I didn't have to do anything more than what I was doing anyway. And that's it. You know, you just do what you can, and that's pretty much it. And then you go on, you live life on life's terms, and you know, things just work out the way they're supposed to. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Even though that I do this show, that doesn't mean that I have all the answers, but I have the answers that work for me about how I got out of my issues and into something much better than what was happening in my life. Now, what did I do? Did I click out of where did Blog Talk, where did my show go? Yes, I lost it. Okay, we're going to have to go back and find it and get reconnected. It doesn't mean our show stopped. It just, let's find it, boys and girls. Let's get back signed in. Okay. Go back to the studio. You guys have been calling in, and nobody's been answering. Sorry about that, boys and girls. Okay, I'm back now. And if you want to call in, the area code is 323-580-5755. Okay? 323-580-5755. 5-5 here on the Road to Recovery. And we're going to be, I'm tired. I had a long day. Moving. I tell you what, boy, moving sucks. There was a period of my life that over a two to three year period, I moved 7 times with a bunch of crap that I had no need for. 7 times. And why? Don't ask. I don't know. You know, I just write it off to being cuckoo or something, you know. But again, I survived them, and that's a good thing, right? And I'm on to life on life's terms and taking care of business a little bit easier, a little bit better. So, okay. So here we are. It's a Sunday. It's sunny. It's June. June 24th, I know that's what happened to the show. I set it up for next week. Next week, I think I'm going to Ohio. I'm not sure. I committed to go to Ohio, but I might have to withdraw that commitment because work is very, very busy, and I've got a lot of commitments, and they require a lot of personal attention, and that's what I do. I give people, places, circumstances, clients, my personal attention, and my professional opinion, which as it relates to real estate. Okay, and my lovely bride-to-be, Martha, scheduled a 4-day, you know, and it's hard to say no to her when she's talking to you on the phone, but you know, you just don't know in real estate when things are going to happen. And I've got 4 closings coming up this week, minimum, 4 of them. And I don't know that I should be out of town. But then again, I don't know that I should have to be here anyway, too. So, man, could you imagine making this decision when I would be drunk or inebriated, actu liber, that would not be good. Not good at all. Okay. Let's see. No thanks. And there we are. Okay. We got that taken care of. Taking care of business. Let's see. Oh. What the heck. Let's do it. So, okay. So here we are on a Sunday, beautiful Sunday night here in the Chicago area. And how can you just not love, you know, it's like you could walk out on a day like today and say, this is, you know, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And we should be glad. We should be glad any day we're above ground, okay? Because that's a very special thing for us, being alive and above ground. Don't you think? I think so. I definitely think that is an important thing for most of us. And it is, you know, and so live as if this is your last day of your life. Live and embrace and grab and share and find other people to, you know, make someone happy, make someone happy, and you will be happy to, yeah, you know that song? Make someone happy. It's a great song, and I got to tell you something, it really holds true so many ways. Making somebody happy. And if you do that, you too will be happy. Don't you think? I do. I think so. All right. Area code 323-580-5755. I'm going to read from the big book. But you know what? No. Where's my little book? Where's my 24-hour-a-day book? I don't have it. I gave it away. Somebody needed it. Oh, well. Not the end of the world either, is it? Nope. And how many people have doses of, what is it called? Naloxone. Okay? This is the remedy for an overdose of heroin. Naloxone. It was given to us by the sweet woman, Lee Manelga, who heads up a group of senior grandmothers that saved her grandson's life. He was caught up in an addiction. Her mother wasn't, the kid's mother wasn't even helping out. And this woman definitely went and, you know, saved her grandson. And who wouldn't go out of their way to try to save a loved one? And for her, it was just incredible, okay? So, I'm going to tell you something. What am I doing here? I'm on the line. Okay, so I want to read from the 12. I want to read something because, good God, listen to me talk. I'm going to drive everybody nuts out there if you're even paying attention. Even if you're listening to me. I got all these videos. I got so much to read and to do, and there's just not enough time in the day. And then when I have free time, I want to relax, and I don't want to do nothing. Is that right? Well, I'm exactly where God has me scheduled to be in my life. How's that? Right at this point in my life. So, not a bad thing. I think I can handle it. Amen. Hallelujah. So, all right, and it was great. I got to tell you, it's got some young couples, okay, that I sold a home to. They're going to be closing later this week. They're one of the ones that I would like to be around for because they're closing, but I might not be just simply because I might be with the lovely Miss Martha, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. It would be okay if I wasn't here, but I was just really amazed to see how they interacted, and it was very nice. It was very, of course, the wife, Jess, and I want you to know, I'll be praying for you, but I know that she's going in for back surgery tomorrow, and They're going to remove some of the bone spurs that are causing her some really serious aggravation. And I guess she's done this before. And, you know, so, but, you know, I don't know that you could ever become, you know, complacent with back surgery. Good God, that's just scarier than everything, right? Back surgery? All right. So, Jess, our heart goes out for you, but it was just great to see you and your husband interacting, placing furniture. We did our final walkthrough, placing furniture here and there and everywhere. So it was great. Very nice. Okay. Yeah. And that's, you know, when you see good relationships work, that's really nice. And they've got a beautiful young daughter whose name is the same as my newest granddaughter, Serafina. And so that's a kind of a cool, exciting thing. You know, I've got grandchildren, Serafina and little George, and then Zachary. Zach's getting big, man. He's 6 years old already. Holy cow, Zachary. A big boy. Big boy for sure. Okay. Let's see here. How does the program of recovery work? Does anybody know? Does anybody want to venture a guess how it works? Okay. It's not a program that somebody gives you the answers to. I will tell you, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. Okay? It is... I don't even want to say it's luck of the draw, because it's not luck of the draw, but, you know, it's a process. It's a commitment to wanting more and be willing to go to any length to get whatever it is that you need to make your life go forward and go better. Okay? And that is a fact, Jack. Okay. All right, let's see here. I'm going to play Mia Keen's song again, because I just like her song. Do you like her song? Let's see if I even got it out. I don't have it out here. Okay. And one of the reasons why I play that song in particular, because, you know, you need to know that you aren't alone. You're not the only one out there with an addiction. You're not the only one caught up in thinking. You know, this week, I got to tell you, take a little side trip here. I've got some clients, and they're wonderful, and they call me up about 7:30 one night this last week and said, "Dan, we have a crisis." And I said, "What's that?" And they said, "Well, the people that sold us this home, they bought this home. Okay, I helped them purchase it. But the former owners, the sellers, didn't make any note about water in the basement. And so they were having a serious water problem in the basement that evening. We've had a lot of rains here in Chicagoland area." And long story short, they were like really upset, frustrated. So I called a couple of companies that do this kind of work, cleanup work, called them on their behalf and asked them to get a hold of them. And then I decided to get a hold of my handyman and ask him to come, and he was gracious enough to go. And then I jumped in the car and went over and met with them, which obviously that was a big plus for everybody. They just were happy that a lot of people were there to help them. We figured it out. It was nothing more than a sump pump that went out. But it still sucks, because when it goes out and it doesn't drain, everything gets wet. And then you got to go through drying it out. And that's a process, so you keep from having mold. But while we were sitting there talking, waiting for all this stuff to get fixed, repaired, replaced, whatever, the young lady said to me she was very nervous about her child. And I said, "What are you worried about your child?" And she said, "Well, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to hurt this child, because, you know," and this is her third child, mind you. So she's got three kids, and she's worried that she's not handling the child in a safe and effective way. And I'm like, really, what's the problem here? And she just said that she was getting more antsy as life went on. She said she was bad with the other kids, but nowhere near, and she's getting worse with this kid. And, you know, you can't help but to wonder, again, knowing that what I have is a thinking problem, not necessarily a drinking problem. You know, I was curious, and I said to her just that. I said, you know, I don't have a drinking problem. I had a thinking problem, and my best thinking got me drinking. And, you know, they were talking about Miller time or maybe a glass of wine or something like that, and that becomes the mentality. Unfortunately, in reality-wise, it is. It's what happens. And I told her the best thing she could do. She was worried that she was going to hurt her child, that she was going to drop this baby and create harm. And I told her that's a normal feeling. I'm not the only one that's ever had a weird-ass feeling, thought about hurting a child. Have you ever had it? Have you ever had, like, dumbass thought flashes? And I know sometimes it's scary, because when you think about it and you think, oh, my God, I could possibly do this, it's horrible. But the good news is that most of us just think about it. We don't actually want to do it. But you never know when you throw alcohol or drugs in there. Remember we were talking last week. The gentleman who got arrested for murder said every time he drinks, he gets in big trouble because his judgment goes right out the window. Right out. And that's not a good thing. So let's listen to Mia King sing again, "You Are Not Alone." And I'm going to probably end up starting this all over again. Let's do it again. Okay, not a good DJ, am I? Nope. We'll be back in a few moments on the road to recovery. Here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Link Local Network of Self-Help Broadcasting.
Sometimes the pain inside your darkness cuts so deep you'd rather die. Standing on your own has left you wounded with an emptiness that longs to feel alive. You are not alone. I'll be there when you fall. You are not. Through it all.
You are listening to The Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Link Local Network of Broadcasting. And,
Stitch Fix is an online personal style.
Now I got it.
You set your...
Okay. Got to cut that off. We don't need that anymore. And let's see. Okay. All right. You're listening to The Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live. And, again, I don't know. I don't have as much to share anymore as I used to. I'm talked out. It's great if I have guests calling in, but without guests, my mind's wandering about work. It's wandering about relaxing. I haven't, I went golfing with the chamber. No, what was this last year? Oh, with the realtor board. But I haven't been golfing by myself, but 101. I want to golf, okay? And in a week and a half, we're going to defend, my friend Marvin and I, we're going to be defending our title championship in horseshoes for Warrenville, Illinois, something that that's the second year in a row we won. And, everybody wants to play us. They just want to play us and beat us, okay? And, well, I'm grateful that that's one thing that I've learned how to do and have been relatively good at. Playing horseshoes, and that was okay. Did it, and incognito, yes. No, not incognito, but I'll tell you what, it was, they're coming for us. They're coming gunning for us, let me tell you. That is a truism. They want to beat us, and we took over. That's a local thing. You know how that is. Great, the fact that I realize that it's a local thing and that I don't drink today, which is a great big thing, and a lot of them do drink. And I got to tell you something. Part of the reason why we won is because when they start drinking, they get tired. They get they don't have the same consistency as we have, and we're not drinking. So there's no love lost there for them. If they want a drink, gosh, love them. I'll even buy them a drink, but that's probably not really as fair to do, knowing that that's really what's affecting their ability to play shoes as well as we do, because we're not drinking. Marvin and I, neither one of us are drinkers, okay? So we just kind of cruise in, and then we just... let the damage get done. So it'll be interesting if we have another shot at the crown. There was 26 teams last year, and we topped them. And I know we get a couple of passes to start out just simply because we were last year's champion. But we've got a lot of things to do, lots of things to do, lots of people to meet, and stuff like that. A lot of work to get done. This next week's going to be a tough one for me. Okay, we're going to probably end the show tonight at 8 o'clock because without a guest and without anybody calling in, I don't know that there's a need to keep the show going at this moment, And I got to tell you, I am beat. I mean, I could certainly talk if we had guests, but I don't have guests, and I'm exhausted. So, left to my own devices, I'm going to probably opt to go home, and the lovely Miss Martha is in town, and I'm going to probably go to sleep, or at least not out for a little bit, only because that's what I do, and I'm around the lovely Miss Martha, because it's just so relaxing to be around her, and a lot of times I'm just sleeping, so... hey, whatever works, that's what works for me, and that's what I'll be doing. So unless we get somebody to call in and you want to share anything in particular you want to talk about, that would be great. If not, we are going to probably put an end to the show tonight, again, early like we did the last couple weeks, actually. And again, it's just easier when there's people talking. When there's nobody talking, it's just, I even get tired of hearing my own voice sometimes, Yes. And thank God I don't have to listen to the rebroadcasts. It doesn't work that way. I'm going to play a tune from Marilyn Scott, If Today Were the Last of All Days is another one of my favorite songs. And we've listened to a bunch of songs from Marilyn Scott last week. But sit back, relax, enjoy this one, and I will be back with you in a few moments here on the Road to Recovery Blog Talk Radio.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears, become one with the moon and the stars? Or would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you would? Follow your dream to the end of the rainbow, waving on one pot of gold. Open your eyes to the colors around you and find the true beauty. Today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears, become one with the moon and the stars? Or would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you would? Follow your dream to the end of the rainbow, waving on one pot of gold.
Double Dose, Marilyn Scott, If Today Was the Last of All Days. I love that song. Listen, you've been a great audience. Thank you for listening. I'm going to cut the show again off early tonight again just because I want to go out and enjoy it, okay? It's a great, beautiful day. Nobody wants to talk on the air tonight, so that's okay. We'll catch up with you again next week here on the Road to Recovery, 7 o'clock, start show. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll do the show full length. Maybe we won't. It doesn't matter. Okay? What matters is that one day, one step at a time, that we're getting it done. We're living life on life's terms. We're not quitting. We're helping other people whenever we can. And that's a good thing. Remember, always, to give hugs and say hello. Or say hello first and then give a hug, because if you do it the other way around, you might get clobbered. But you know what? The concept is there, okay? Reach out. Talk to people. Talk to the ones that need the talking the most. How we heal ourselves, by the way, is not by through medication, which medication may be necessary in some instances, but how we do really heal ourselves, truly, people in recovery, is by sharing our personal experience, strength, and hope, okay? And that's what we ask and we encourage you to do. Share your experience, strength, and hope, you know? And that's a good thing. That is actually a wonderful thing. And, no. So, all right, have a great week. Again, unless you have other plans, be ready to talk about it next week. You know, call in. Be bold. Be brass. Call in and let's share what's going on in your life, okay? And this is Dan signing off from the Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio. If you need to reach me during the week, my number is 1-800-427-5968, and that literally rings on my cell phone. That's correct. That's my cell phone number to catch you. You can call directly, 630-918-6129. Not even afraid. Don't worry. A lot of people don't call. But if you have something that you want to share, or you had a question about, or need some assistance, that's what we do. We help when we can. That's a good thing. And that keeps me out of trouble. And believe you me, I'm a guy that can get into trouble. Okay? So have a great week, unless you have other plans, folks. Thanks again for tuning in to the Road to Recovery. Good night.